Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldhar and their Maseches Gittin Daf Hey. The first parak maybe get. The Zichud Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zichud Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Mishnah later on teaches that if a person delivers a get but cannot say Befani Nechtov, the signatures must be confirmed and the get is valid. The cases where the shliach became a deaf mute after giving her the get, otherwise he's not a valid shaliach. This proves that confirmation of the signatures is sufficient without confirming it was written l'shma. The Gemara answers l'achar shelamdu. The Mishnah is speaking after those in Medina Siyam learn that a get must be l'shma, and we can assume that it's l'shma. The Gemara wonders, if so, why should Befani Nechtov ever be required when the signatures can be confirmed? It answers, Gezer Shemi Yaksu Davul Kikulo. It's a decree, perhaps the situation will return to its problematic status of ignorance of the l'shma requirement. Although Befani Nechtov was still required, the specific case of a shliach who became a deaf mute is an exception, since it's rare. Umilsa de lo shchicha lo gazer bel rabban, and the rabbis did not issue decrees about an unusual occurrence. Point number two, Braisa states, a maybe get me medina siyam, but nasnu rab lo omer rab Befani Nechtov, Befani Nechtov. One who brought a get from medina siyam and gave it to the woman, and did not say Befani Nechtov, Befani Nechtov, im niskayim b'chosm of kasher, if it was confirmed through its signers, it is valid, v'im lav, puzzle, but if not, it's invalid. It emerges, that they were not required to say Befani Nechtov, Befani Nechtov, to be strict with her, but only to be lenient with her. This seems to disprove Rabbah, who should require Befani Nechtov to prove the get was written l'shma. Although it can be speaking after those in Medina Siyam became familiar with l'shma, the Gemara adds that they decreed to require Befani Nechtov nonetheless, lest it return to the former situation. The Gemara answers Kishinises, the cases where she remarried already, in which case they did not invalidate the get after the fact, since the current requirement is a mere gazera. And point number three, the Gemara asks, Bifnei kama nos nula, before how many men does he give it to her? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina disagreed. Chadam Rabbi Bifnei Shnayim, v'chadam Bifnei Shlosha. One said before two men, and one said before three men. After the Gemara proves that Rabbi Yochanan holds two are sufficient, it seeks to explain the Machlokas. The Gemara proves that all agree that a Beis Din of three is required to confirm the signatures, but that the Shaliach himself can qualify as one of the three because Eid Na Sedayin, a witness can become a judge since the confirmation is only the Rabbanan. The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Chanina holds, Kaven the Isha Kasher Lahavia Seget, since a woman is qualified to bring the get, Zimni de Maisele Itasa Vesamchela. Sometimes a woman will bring it and they'll rely on her to act as the third judge for which she's not qualified. Rabbi Yochanan holds, Isha Medi Yadev Lasamchela. A woman is known to be unqualified as a judge and they'll not rely on her. A brice is brought in support of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that two men are sufficient. So once again, the three points are number one. A Mishnah later on teaches that if a person delivers a get, but cannot say Befani Nechtov, the signatures must be confirmed and the get is valid. The cases where the shliach became a deaf mute after giving her the get, otherwise he's not a valid shliach, this proves that confirmation of the signatures is sufficient without confirming it was written l'shma. The Gemara answers l'achar shelamdu. The Mishnah is speaking after those in Medina Siyam learn that a get must be l'shma, and we can assume that it's l'shma. The Gemara wonders, if so, why should Befani Nechtov ever be required when the signatures can be confirmed? It answers, Gezer Shemi Yaksu Davul Kikulo. It's a decree, perhaps the situation will return to its problematic status of ignorance of the l'shma requirement. Although Befani Nechtov was still required, the specific case of a shliach who became a deaf mute is an exception, since it's rare. Umilsa de lo shchicha lo gazer bel rabban, and the rabbis did not issue decrees about an unusual occurrence. Point number two, Braisa states, a maybe get me medina siyam, but nasnu rab lo omer rab Befani Nechtov, Befani Nechtov. One who brought a get from medina siyam and gave it to the woman, and did not say Befani Nechtov, Befani Nechtov, im niskayim b'chosm of kasher, if it was confirmed through its signers, it is valid, v'im lav, puzzle, but if not, it's invalid. It emerges, l'hutzur chulomer Befani Nechtov, Befani Nechtov, l'hach mirolea, el'hach elea. It emerges that they were not required to say Befani Nechtov, Befani Nechtov, to be strict with her, but only to be lenient with her. This seems to disprove Rabbah, who should require Befani Nechtov to prove the get was written l'shma. Although it can be speaking after those in Medina Siyam became familiar with l'shma, the Gemara adds that they decreed to require Befani Nechtov nonetheless, lest it return to the former situation. The Gemara answers Kishinises, the cases where she remarried already, in which case they did not invalidate the get after the fact, since the current requirement is a mere gazera. And point number three, the Gemara asks, Bifnei kama nos nula, before how many men does he give it to her? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina disagreed. Chadam Rabbi Bifnei Shnayim, v'chadam Bifnei Shlosha. One said before two men, and one said before three men. After the Gemara proves that Rabbi Yochanan holds two are sufficient, it seeks to explain the machlokas. The Gemara proves that all agree that a beis din of three is required to confirm the signatures, but that the shaliach himself can qualify as one of the three because eid na'aseh dayan. A witness can become a judge since the confirmation is only the rabbanan. The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Chanina holds, kevin de isha kasher lahavias a get, since a woman is qualified to bring the get, zimni de maisele itasa v'samchela. Sometimes a woman will bring it and they'll rely on her to act as the third judge for which she's not qualified. Rabbi Yochanan holds, isha meidi yadne v'samchela. A woman is known to be unqualified as a judge and they'll not rely on her. A brice is brought in support of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that two men are sufficient. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Hay, and our standard Simon is hay, or a haystack. So here goes. The green hay peddler from the Chutzlar's town of Green Hay, whose inhabitants were already versed in the din of Lashma, walked into Basin as they were authenticating a get that was given without saying Befani Nechtov, and watched in amazement as another shliach served as an aide and dayan. Once again, slow motion. The green hay peddler, hey, that must be more Duff. Hey. The green hay peddler from the Chutzlar's town of Green Hay, whose inhabitants were already versed in the din of Lashma, which reminds us, a Mishnah later on teaches that if a person delivers a get but cannot say Befani Nechtav, the signatures must be confirmed and the get is valid, which seems to prove the confirmation of Lashma is not required. The Gemara answers L'Akhar Shalamdu. The Mishnah is speaking after those in Medinas Yam learn that a get must be Lashma, and we can assume that it's Lashma. So the green hay peddler from the Chutzlar's town of Green Hay, whose inhabitants were already versed in the din of Lishma, walked into Basin as they were authenticating a get that was given without saying Befani Nechtav, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, the one who brought a get from Medina Siam and gave it to the woman and did not say Befani Nechtav, Befani Nechtam, if it was confirmed through its signers, it's valid. This seems to disprove Rabbah, who should require Befani Nechtav to prove that the get was written Lishma. Although it can be speaking about after those in Medina Siam became familiar with Lishma, the Gemara asks that they decreed to require Befani Nechtav nonetheless, lest it return to the former situation. The Gemara answers Kishinises, the cases where she remarried already, in which case they did not invalidate the get after the fact, since the current requirement is a mere gezera. So the green hay peddler from the Chutzlar's town of Green Hay, whose inhabitants were already versed in the din of Lishma, walked into Basin as they were authenticating a get that was given without saying Befani Nechtav, and watched in amazement as another shliach served as an aide and dayan, which reminds us, Gemara asks, Bifnei kama nosnala, before how many men does he give it to? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina disagreed. One said before two men, and one said before three men. After the Gemara proves that Rabbi Yochanan holds two are sufficient, it seeks to explain the machlokas. The Gemara proves that all agree that a beis din of three is required to confirm the signatures, but that the shliach himself can qualify as one of the three because eid na'aseh dayan. A witness can become a judge since the confirmation is only the rabbanan. Rabbi Chanina holds, since a woman is qualified to bring the get, sometimes a woman will bring it and they will rely on her to act as the third judge for which she's not qualified. So once again, the green hay peddler from the Chutzlar's town of Green Hay, whose inhabitants were already versed in the din of Lashma, walked into Basin as they were authenticating a get that was given without saying Befani Nechtav, and watched in amazement as another shliach served as an aide and dayan. All right, so now it's time for four blot back chazara. Daf mem test. So the simmer daf mem test is meat, and we often use a butcher. So here goes. The butcher who closes red meat butcher shop. Butcher, red meat. That must be one daf mem test. The butcher who closes red meat butcher shop to attend levayas of many rabbanan when all good things seem to cease, which reminds us the next mission lists qualities which were lost with the passing of numerous tanaim. So the butcher who closes red meat butcher shop to attend levayas of many rabbanan when all good things seem to cease realized he was living in the ikvas of Mashiach because chutzpah increased, which reminds us the mission brings the signs that we're living in the ikvas of the Mashiach, the footsteps of Mashiach. The period right before his arrival, chutzpah will increase, prices will rise, the government will turn to heresy, and so on. So the butcher who closes red meat butcher shop to attend levayas of many rabbanan when all good things seemed to cease realized he was living in the ikvas of the Mashiach because chutzpah increased when he returned to a store and saw a pig in a basket which stuck its hooves in the wall, which reminds us the rabbis taught when the Chashmonai descendant Hyrcanus was besieging his brother Aristobulus in Yerushalayim, a basket with money would be lowered to the besiegers who would send back up a lamb for that day's Karban Tamid. An old man who was familiar with Greek wisdom, a secretive method of communication used by the aristocrats, secretly informed those outside, Kozman Ja'oskin ba'avoda, imim sarim b'yetchem, as long as they're occupied with the avoda, they will not be delivered into your hands. The next day, the besiegers put a pig into the basket, which stuck its hooves in the wall, and Eretz Yisrael shook over 400 parsa. Dab base. So the simmer dab base is a bais, a house, and in this case we use a bais din. So here goes. The shliach from Medina is a yam delivering a get who arrived at the green basin, bais din, bais house. That must be more on dab bays. The shliach from Medina Siyam delivering a get who arrived at the green basin and declared, Bafane Nachtav, Ubafane Nachtam, which reminds us, the opening Mishnah states, Hamevi get Medina Siyam, one who brings a get from a foreign land to Eretz Yisrael, Tzarek Shiyomar, Bafane Nachtav, Ubafane Nachtam, needs to state, it was written in my presence and signed in my presence. The Mishnah lists other instances when Bafane Nachtav, Ubafane Nachtam must be said. So the shliach from Medina Siyam delivering a get who arrived at the green basin and declared, Bafane Nachtav, Ubafane Nachtam, overheard the Dayanim fiercely debate if the reason was one of Lashma or that there wouldn't be Edim Mitzuin Lekaimo, which reminds us two reasons are given for the ruling that one bringing the get must say, Bafane Nachtav, Ubafane Nachtam. Rabbi says, Lefisha Ein Bikin Lashma, because people outside Eretz Yisrael are not familiar with the halacha that a get must be written for the woman's sake to be divorced with. By requiring Edus about the get's writing and signing, they'll be able to ask the Shaliach if it was written Lashma. Rabbi says, Lefisha Ein Edim Matzuin Lekaimo, because witnesses are not available in Eretz Yisrael to confirm the get's authenticity since it was written outside Eretz Yisrael, should a challenge arise. They required a confirmation by the Shaliach at the time of delivery to avoid later complications. Three nafkaminas emerged from this machlokas. So the Shaliach from Medina Siyam delivering a get who arrived at that green basin and declared, Bafane Nachtav, Ubafane Nachtam, overheard that Dayanim fiercely debate if the reason was one of Lashma or that there wouldn't be Edim Matzuin soon with Kaimo, until one stood up with a chart and showed that since Rov Bikinhen in terms of Lashma, Midrabanan only one witness was needed, which reminds us, we learned that two Edim are not required to establish the get was written Lashma, since Rov Bikinhen, most are familiar with the Lashma requirement. Although Rav Meir does not rely on a simple majority, ordinary scribes are familiar with Lashma, rendering the issue very unlikely. Thus, biblically speaking, we can assume the get was written Lashma. They allowed the rabbinical requirement to establish the get was written Lashma to be satisfied with a single witness, so that it shall not remain an aguna if two Edim cannot be found. Daf Gimel, so the similar Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The green camel, that must be more on Dav Gimel, gamal. The green camel carrying only one witness to confirm the signatures on a get, since witnesses signed onto a document are treated as if their testimony was already examined and based in, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, according to Rava, that Bafani Nachtam is to confirm the signatures, why is one witness sufficient? It answers that fundamentally, documents do not need any confirmation because Reish Lakish said, Edim Chasumim Al Ashtar, Nazu Kamisha Nechru Edusam Bebasin. Witnesses signed onto a document are treated as if their testimony was already examined in court because people do not dare forge documents. The rabbinical requirement to confirm the get's signatures can be satisfied with one witness, so the woman should not remain in a guna if two witnesses cannot be found. So, the green camel carrying only one witness to confirm the signatures on a get, since witnesses signed onto a document are treated as if their testimony was already examined and based in, passed between two rabbis who did not accept each other's explanation, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why Rava and Rabba did not accept each other's explanation. Rava was not willing to explain our Mishnah's reason to be verification of Lashma, because does the Mishnah teach that he says, it was written Lashma before me, and it was signed Lashma before me? And Rava did not explain the Mishnah's reason to be confirmation of the signatures, because that would only require testifying about the signing of the get and not its writing also. So the green camel carrying only one witness to confirm the signatures on a get, since witnesses signed onto a document are treated as if their testimony was already examined and based in, passed between two rabbis who did not accept each other's explanation, and then stopped in front of two people where one was writing one get lishma and the other was signing another get lishma, which reminds us our Mishnah by requiring testimony about the writing and the signing apparently holds that lishma is required by both, according to Rabbah. The Gemara wonders which Tana holds this way. It can't be Rabbi Meir, because he doesn't require writing Lashma, and it can't be Rabbi Elazar, because he does not require signing Lashma. Daf Dalet, so the Simmer Daf Dalet is a Delet, a door. So here goes. The document that was Mezuzah Matoka and Pasul was posted on a green door, that must be more in Daf Dalet, Delet, door. The document that was Mezuzah Matoka and Pasul was posted on a green door, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that the Tana of our Mishnah who requires Lashma by both the writing and signing is Rabbi Elazar, although he doesn't require signing at all, Hekadika Edim Boy, where there are witnesses signed onto the get, he requires a signing be performed Lashma, because Rabbi Abba said, Mod Rabbi Elazar ben Mezuzah Matoka shu Pasul. Rabbi Elazar agrees where a document is internally faulty, that it's invalid, illegitimate signatures, such as relatives, are worse than no signatures, and invalidate a document. So the document that was Mezuzah Metochah and Pasul was posted on a green door next to a map of Eretz Yisrael with a note that Befani Nachtav was not required, which reminds the more discussed how Rava explains why Befani Nachtav is not required inside Eretz Yisrael, since there are those traveling up to Yerushalayim for the Three Regalim, witnesses from another province can commonly be found to confirm the signatures. And when there was no Beis HaMikdash it answers, since there are established Batei Din throughout Eretz Yisrael, witnesses from other provinces can commonly be found to confirm the signatures. So the document that was Mezuzah Metochah and Pasul was posted on a green door next to a map of Eretz Yisrael with a note that Befani Nachtav was not required, except where the green pin pointed out to the city of Asasios, where there were two jurisdictions in it which restricted travel from one to another, which reminds us, there was a city in Eretz Yisrael whose name was Asasios, and there were two jurisdictions in it which were restricted regarding travel from one to another. Therefore, they needed to say that a get brought from one jurisdiction to another jurisdiction requires saying Befani Nachtav. This clearly shows, like Rava, that Befani Nachtav is necessary to confirm signatures. The Gemara concludes, Rava Islay the Rava. We must say that Rava also holds of Rava's reason of requiring Befani Nachtav to confirm signatures in addition to his own reason to confirm Lishma. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do we learn why Rava and Rava do not accept each other's explanations? That's on daf Gimel. Good. Number 2, which of the one that the case of hegmonia proves that Rava must agree regarding confirming signatures? That's on daf Dalet. Good. Number 3, which of the one the Reish Lakish holds Edim Chasumim Al Shtar Nasu Kmishinechu Reidusim Bebeisim, witnesses signed on to a document are treated as if their testimony was already examined in court? That's on daf Gimel. Good. Number 4, which daf do in the case where one was unable to say Befani Nachtav and only the signatures needed to be confirmed was Acher Shalamdu, after those in Chutz La'aretz learned that a get must be written Lashma? That's on daf Hey. Good. Number 5, which of the when the Rebbe Meir does not require writing a get Lashma and Rebbe Elazar does not require signing a get Lashma? That's on daf Gimel. Good. Number 6, which of the when the two Edim are not required to say Befani Nachtav because Ro Bekinhen? That's on daf Beis. Good. Number 7, which of the one that Eid Nasa Dain in the case of confirming signatures, since only the Rabbanan, and there's a Malchokas if the mistake include a woman who brought the get as one of the three judges? That's on daf Hey. Good. Number 8, which of the one that in a case where the Shlich did not say Befani Nechtav, if it was confirmed through its signers, it is valid? That's on daf Hey. Good. Number 9, which daf to be Malchokas Rabba and Rava regarding the reason the Shlich must say Befani Nachtav Ubefani Nachtam? That's on daf Beis. Good. And number 10, which of the one how Rava explains why Befani Nachtav is not required inside Eretz Yisrael? That's on daf Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.